76 Florida cities use intersection cameras to photograph the tags of vehicles that run red lights. The car owners then get tickets in the mail, usually for $158. And that amount is shared among the city, the state, and the company that sells most of the camera systems. Cities say the cameras have made a significant contribution to traffic safety, but Senator Jeff Brandis doubts that.
I've just come to believe that it's become more about increased revenues and a backdoor tax increase than it is about safety.
There is evidence from several cities that the cameras have reduced red light running and intersection collisions, but that's also meant declining revenue for the cities, and sometimes the decision to discontinue the programs. Brandis doubts that successful safety programs would be cut just for being unprofitable. In any case, he says, it certainly clouds the issue.
If it's inconclusive, the tie always goes to the constituent, and the tie always goes to the taxpayer, and we should be keeping the money in our citizens' pockets.
The city of Pembroke Pines has discontinued its camera program. Mayor Frank Ordis says the money was down enough to require a new revenue-sharing deal to be cut with the camera company.
We want the red light cameras to be effective and deter red light beaters and violators, and we don't want it to cost us any money.
Industry figures show the average revenue per camera has declined by 50% over its life as drivers learn their lessons, change their ways, and as some lawmakers see it, expose the real motives behind the cameras. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.